Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Tonight, yes, you're now once again tuned in to Are You, it's personal, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? And I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, we have none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering the word of God on tonight. So as I always do, and I'm going to ask it again on tonight, for those that have dialed in and those that are listening around the world through different social media platforms, get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so that you can follow along with Pastor King as he gets ready to deliver another word from the Lord. God's word said, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And we don't ever want anyone to take it lightly or think we ever make up things as we go. We want you to read it for yourself, but thus said the Lord and to his people. We got to get ready to go into prayer right now. I'm asking all listeners, if you would touch and agree with me in prayer regarding all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, whether you know them or not. Because guess what? We serve a good, awesome God who knows everything. And we don't have to send him anywhere because he's already there. So we are asking a special prayer for our first cousin, Sister Mary Ann King, who I understand is going to be released from rehabilitation from the hospital on tomorrow. We give God glory, honor, and praise in advance for that. But we're going to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We want to continue to pray for those that are bereaved all over the land. And we just want to pray for our world. Our world is in trouble. And God said in his word that the things that we're seeing going on and happening in the world today, we should not be alarmed. We should not be afraid or get excited because his word already told us that these things was going to happen. His word is coming to pass each and every day. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come once again as your children. We're coming together on one accord, touching and agreeing that you are God all by yourself, and you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the Most High God. You are the great I Am. You are our everything. So now, Lord, we come asking in the name of Jesus, before we ask for anything else, that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, all saved believers on tonight. We lift up Pastor Norman King and ask that you were moved by your spirit through him, that you will forgive him on tonight as well of all his sins and transgressions, so that the word that you're going to speak through him on tonight, through your spirit, as he delivers your word, would not be in vain. We pray now, Lord, and we give you glory, honor, and praise, and we ask that you will continue to reach out and move by your spirit, because we don't have to send you anywhere. You're already there. So we ask that you would touch, heal, and strengthen all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, those that are hospitalized, those that are in convalescent homes, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars. Touch, heal, and deliver, and strengthen as only you can in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, and lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Comfort and strengthen them. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your power as they go through their hour of bereavement. And let them remember to know that all of their help comes from you, and that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us on tonight. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing my younger sister, Danetta Bernie, and her husband, Roger, to make it down to Meridian, Mississippi safely. And I pray, Lord, that you would grant them safe travels as they get ready to travel back home, that they would make it back safely and find everything well. So now, Lord, we ask that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in each one of us. We pray, Lord, that your word will go forth with power on tonight. So that should there be any listeners that's not saved in Jesus' name, that your word would go forth, they would hear it, and they would receive it on tonight. They would open their mouth and ask, what must they do to be saved in the name of Jesus on tonight, that you get the glory. We pray and we bless your name, because, again, you are truly worthy of our praise. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, once again, we do have another spiritual food for thought, as we always do. And it comes to us saying on tonight, and this is something for us to all consider as Christians, do everything with so much love in your heart that you would never want to do it any other way. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Do everything, not some things, do everything with so much love in your heart that you would never want to do it any other way. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any songs or music played on this worldwide ministry platform. That being said, Pastor Norman King is going to come forth. He's getting ready to come forth now. But he's going to play for us a song on tonight before he delivers God's word. I'm not going to do a music break song. This will be our music break song, the song he's going to play for us on tonight. But before we do that, I want to give a shout-out to my pastor and shepherd, none other than Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and my church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is also located in Harper Woods, Michigan. I want to give a shout-out to our pastor and to my church family. So right now, we are ready to receive Pastor Norman King as he gets ready to share with us the word of God on tonight. And I do pray that all listeners have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along. Pastor Norman King, I am now yielding the mic to you so that you can play your opening song. I'm not going to do a music break song tonight. Your song will be the music break song for tonight. And then following your song, you can go directly into God's word. I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you. Yes, faithful, I pretend. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. That's a classic.
Yes.
Walking Hawkins, Love Alive 2 album back in 1978 featuring Tremaine Hawkins. Let us pray. Father,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, we give you all praise, honor, and glory. It's to whom you are the one who we give all praises to. We your name. We magnify your name. We are here only because of you. Forgive us for our sins and our trespasses against us, and we pray for those who hear your word, that they may be in the right mind to receive everything which you're going to speak through me tonight. And we pray that there's some listeners, Father God, who's ever listening before. We pray that they humble themselves and allow your Holy Spirit to minister to them tonight, Father God. We ask these blessings tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let the redeemed of the Lord say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
That's a song that I first accepted Jesus Christ when I was in Germany in the military. And during that time, and actually the song was 1978, I accepted Jesus in 1983. And the Hawkins, Walter Hawkins family was, I mean, if there was an album out, I bought them the album back then. And I just like to go back because, you know, that song is so fitting for today. Because
yes,
he's that kind of friend, you know.
Yes, he is.
And I'm going to talk about that tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. Hey, man, I'll wait until I get started to talk about what I was going to say then. So we're looking tonight in 2 Timothy, the second chapter. I'm going to read verses 22, 23, and 24. And they read, and this is King James. Verse 22 says, "Flee also youthful lust, but allow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart." 23, "But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gentle strife." 24, "And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth." I'm gonna read 26. "And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will." And I'm going to use tonight as a topic, how far would you go for a friend? Again, how far would you go for a friend? Now, I'm going to use that as a sub tonight. What kind of friend are you? What kind of friend are you? I'm going to repeat the topic. How far would you go for a friend? And what kind of friend are you? Amen. And I'm going to open up, first of all, so I can tell you three types of friends. One type of friend is a confidant, and that is a person who you can trust secrets with, confidant. Amen. The second one I want to talk about is a constituent. A constituent is being part of a whole where they are with you halfway. Amen. They with you when the stakes are high, but let it get low, they gone. Amen. And the comrade are not for you. Amen. Or your cause. I'm going to repeat, a comrade are not for you or your cause. Amen. So with that being said, what kind of friend are you, and how far would you go for a friend? Now, before I get into these scriptures that I read, I want to go over to the third chapter and read the first part, because all this ties in together. Okay, in that third chapter, because the Lord got me in this area in these days we're in right now, and I thank him for it. So 2 Timothy 3 and 1, it says, "This know also, that in the last days times shall come." Amen. And then it lists a whole bunch of things, like, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, and disobedient parents." Amen. Here we go. Disobedient parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affections, truth breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Come on now. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power of their form. It says, from such, turn away. Okay, now, with that being said, are you a confidant friend who a friend can trust secrets with? Are you a constituent who's only there halfway, or a comrade who jacked up in the flow up in regards to letting a friend know the truth? Come on now, hey man. Well, you need to let them know the truth. And see, when Paul gave Timothy this charge, Paul put Timothy in a way like, look, my son, he told them, you have to address these issues. Amen? Now, I know sometimes in church these days that people tiptoe around this right here, but they need to talk about it. Come on now. Amen? Because we see that it's not going to get better. Not outside the kingdom, but inside the kingdom, of course it is. But outside the kingdom, it's not going to get any better. So God got all of us out here as representatives, amen, to let the truth be told, amen. Let it be known, amen. So we got to get out here. And this charge, my brothers and sisters, is this charge, going back to our text for the night, 2 Timothy 2:22, this charge is a critical charge. And this is young preacher, amen. So, other words, in what's this today? October 22nd, 2022. This charge, of course, is for all people, but it's primarily in such a critical way, is directed to what? The young people, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Any person who fails to heed this charge is doomed to a barren and an empty life, and to a lost eternity. Look, every day we got killers. No matter, you got to be up north or down south. It's in the whole world. Amen. Because God say his word will not return void. So it's happening across the whole world. Amen. So it's a critical charge. Mm-hmm. So in other words, we got to be direct. Come on now. Verse 22, I'm going to read it again. Flee also youthful lust. Don't you see that? Amen. Don't you thought, like Cousin James said, follow the word. I'm not speaking my own words. It says, flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, and with them that call on the Lord out of what kind of heart? A pure heart. Amen. So it's telling you to flee passions that entrap the youth. So that's where we come in at. We got to tell the truth. We got to be a friend that fit the category of a confidant. Amen. We got to tell them the truth. Amen. Amen. My daddy had a saying, amen, he's gone to glory now. But he said, if you don't make them cry now, they'll have you crying later. So tell them the truth. Amen.
Ooh, yes, sir.
We got to tell the truth. Amen. And verse 23 says, but foolish and unlearned questions, what? Avoid. So why are you hanging around all this mess, my brothers and sisters? Amen. You, are you trying to be an OG? Come on now. Don't get me started. Amen. He said, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. So he tells us to avoid foolish, ignorant arguments. Amen. So we got to be strong. Mm. Strong in what? Let's go back to the verse 1. And this outside the box tonight. Let's go back to the first verse in this chapter. It says, 2 Timothy 2:1, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace in who? Christ Jesus. Amen?
Yes.
He didn't know all the names, but the name that's above every name. Jesus. Come on, somebody. Amen? So he says that, in other words, he gives a forceful charge. Be strong in Christ Jesus. Amen? In the grace. You see the word grace? It says in the grace. Amen. That is in Christ Jesus. I got a little definition of grace tonight. Grace is a gift from a Heavenly Father given through His Son Jesus Christ. Amen. The grace, the word grace, are used in scriptures and refers primarily to enabling power and spiritual healing offered through the mercy and love of Jesus Christ. You know, unmerited favor, but I'm just trying to say there is a forceful charge here. Amen. And if we look at verse 2, it says, and the things that thou hast learned of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to who? Faithful men. Not anybody. Amen. Who shall be able to teach also. So there's another charge. We must be strong teachers. Amen. We must receive the truth. Amen. We must train others to carry what? On the truth. So my question to you is, how far will you go for a friend? Amen. In a song by Tremaine Hawkins, it says, he is that kind of friend. Who? Talking about Jesus. Amen. He's that kind of friend. And the kind of friend he is, we must be ourselves. Come on, somebody. You either going to be a confidant, a constituent, or what? A comrade. Amen. And look at verse 15. Verse 15 says, study to show thyself approved where? Unto God. A workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly divide the word of truth. Amen. So it's telling you that here that we got to study. We got to seek to be a true teacher of God's word. We must be a true teacher of God's word. In John 4:23, Jesus says that the Father is seeking true worshipers. Amen. I'm going to say again, the Father is seeking true worshipers. Amen. So he's telling us, amen, not any kind of worshiper. The Father is seeking true worshipers.
True.
Amen. So we got to be, and we got to be approved by God. See, a lot of us are getting accolades. All right now. All right.
Watch
all
it.
Right. I ain't going to go in detail,
tell
but you know what I'm saying. Everybody getting all these accolades, and never been approved by God.
Ooh,
you see, it
Lord
says,
Jesus.
Thyself approved unto God. Huh? So we got to be approved by God. We got to be
That's
unashamed.
Right.
Come on, somebody. And we got to be able to correctly teach the word. Amen. To be correctly, what? Teach the word. Amen. Now, verse 16 says, but shun profane and, what's that say, vain babbling.
They
will increase. They will increase unto more ungodly. So he's telling us to shun godless chatter. I'm going to say again, how far would you go for a friend? Amen. You either going to tell them the truth or you're going to tell them a lie. Come on, somebody, amen. Tell them the truth or tell them a lie. Amen. If they say something that's not correct, you know, you don't want them to be in the form of God, but deny the power in love now, but correct them. Amen. Because these days we're in right now, People are dying every minute somewhere in this world. Amen. And it's just increasing. But God has charged us to say, what kind of friend are you? I mean, really? This is an on-time word, y'all. Really, what kind of friend are you? And how far would you go for a friend? Well, I'd rather one not to speak to me no more because I told him the truth than me to just compromise and don't tell him nothing. Are you here in the church? Come on now, amen. Now, as we go on, if we go on now, verse 17 says, and their word will eat as though a canker, of whom in Hepanias, and I can't pronounce his name, but that's not important, man. In other words, if you don't tell him the truth, that untruth, unrighteousness will eat away like a cancer. Amen? Look at verse 18. And he says, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overflow of some. See, we got to understand the Bible, in the Bible time, it wasn't so. Amen? In other words, they was undermining the faith of some. So I'm going to say to you, speak the truth. Amen? If someone that you call your friend, you're going to be a confidant toward them, a constituent, or a comrade. Amen? If they in error, speak the truth. Amen? Nevertheless, amen, nevertheless, you tell the truth. Amen?
That's right.
Now look at verse 20. Verse 20 says that, but in a great house there are only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and earth, amen, and like clay, and some to honor and some to dishonor. So we got to understand that God's earthly house, talking about the church, amen, has a variety of vessels. And there are both noble and base vessels, amen. So the thing of the matter is that don't hold back, because another question for you to ask them to critique yourself would be, what kind of utensil are you? Are you a utensil that's made of gold and silver, or are you a utensil that's made of wood and clay, earth, amen? So when your guests come, you give them the best, huh? From somebody you don't consider, a privilege, you give them the wood or clay type of utensil. So you, as your body, as your earthen vessel, amen, ask yourself the question, because you already know the answer anyway, what kind of utensil are you? Amen? Amen and amen. Listen, amen. In verse 22, we're going down toward the end. I want to just lay some foundation, amen, because we have to be positioned, to position yourself in obedience. Amen? Are you a utensil of gold and silver, or are you a utensil of wood and clay? Good question. And how about this? You know the answer already, but let this word be a word of just leading, guiding you in a way to critique yourself. So if you're not of that gold and silver and you are that wood and clay, then repent tonight, amen, and make it right so you can position yourself in obedience so you won't do anything to dishonor our Father which are in heaven. 22, be also fruitful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, and them that call on the Lord out of what? A pure heart, amen. So don't get involved with foolishness, amen. Flee the passions that entrap the youth. So you've been an older person, and you've done lived that life, amen, and somewhat, but you get my point, amen. Speak to the youth, amen. Speak the word of God, amen. In other words, they are in great need of our guidance, amen. We got to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us, amen. The same way this charge was in the Bible here, It's for today, amen. With all this going on with the youth, they don't care about living. They don't care about dying. Come on now, amen. People dying every day, amen. Across town where I stand, I think 2 weeks ago, they just came by, did a drive-by in the parking lot of a Food Line grocery store. They shot cars in the parking lot, shot the windows out because they see that devil know that he don't have much time, amen. Let me go back to the third chapter. that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. Come on, church. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to their parents. That's a crucial one right there, y'all. All of me, just think about it. Obedient to parents. Unthankful. Unholy. Come on now. Amen. I'm going to keep on going. Amen. Now, in other words, we got to what? Pursue a godly life with other believers. Hebrews 10:25 says, say, God, the assembly of yourselves together like some. We got to get together. Brother Christian, amen. As often as we can, get together and pray, fast, learn God's word. Amen. So position ourselves in obedience so when God, Holy Spirit, wants to lead us and guide us a certain way, that we are, see, if the work is already being prepared already. Amen. Is that right, church?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 23.
Right.
23 says, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid. Avoid. Don't be commenting on a foolish question. Amen. Because everybody else want to hold a conversation. Amen. Be separate. Amen.
Right.
Get away from all this. Amen. Avoid foolish, ignorant arguments. Amen. If you seem to be surrounded by a bunch of them and you feel like if you say something, it'd be out of order, just walk away. Amen. Or just say Jesus, and you ain't got to be quoting all the Bible verses. Just start saying Jesus' name. Amen. Because there's power in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. I said, there's power in the name of Jesus. Don't try to be a Bible quoter. Is that message going on? The conversation going on? Just start speaking Jesus' name. Amen. So most of all, avoid foolish, ignorant arguments. Amen. Verse 24,
mm-hmm.
And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. Ain't that something, y'all? Instructing. In other words, correct others in gentleness. Quit being so Mike Tyson. Nothing wrong with Mike Tyson, but I always use it because he was a knockout puncher, amen? So quit knocking people down. Knock them out, amen? It says those that oppose themselves, if God preempts you, will give them to the acknowledging of the truth. So as we look back on that verse, what it's saying is don't argue with others. Instead of arguing, be kind. Instead of arguing, be prepared to teach. Amen. Because God is giving you opportunity. Teach. Don't argue. Teach. Amen. In other words, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work. Matthew 5:16. They may see your good works and glorify the Father which are in heaven. It tells us to what? Be patient. Amen. Be
mm-hmm.
patient. Verse 26. And they that may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Amen. So I want to say to you tonight, don't hold back. And the question would be, how far would you go for a friend? Amen. If your mm-hmm. friend is way out there in left, how far would you go to show that unconditional love? Amen. Not to beat them up. Amen. As it says over here in verse 25, it say correct others in gentleness, other man. So just approach them in unconditional love and say, look, bro, I love you. Can I pray? Let's pray. Amen.
That's
and then
right.
See, the Holy Spirit is wanting us to position ourselves in obedience so the Holy Spirit can go ahead and work through us anyhow. Amen. God
mm-hmm.
will instruct you if you line yourself up with him. Amen. Let us pray.
That's right.
Father, Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, my Redeemer, your word has come forth and it's completed what it was to do tonight. And I'm done and I pray and I say thank you. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight, Pastor Norman King. Thank you for this word on tonight. I just talked about what you spoke on tonight regarding verse number 5 in chapter 3 of 2 Timothy. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 5. And me and some church friends was talking about this on last night. And it's still true. And it says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turning away. It's so sad to see we have so many men and women that have got the audacity to call themselves, and then they want to pretend like God called them and anointed them and appointed them to teach and preach his word. But God has nothing to do with it. They either went online and got a degree. They paid $300 for the certificate or degree online. And now they think they're all of that. And nobody can tell them anything. But they can't teach anybody anything because they was not really chosen and called by God. So that not only goes for people that are supposedly men and women of God, but they know they wasn't called by God, and they truly wasn't anointed and appointed by God, so they have a form of godliness. Not only some men and women that are teaching and preaching God's word, but we have some Christians that are not preachers and teachers, but and they have a form of godliness. And I still stand by this word that the word of God talks about. It said, woe unto the pastors that scatter the flock. Not only the pastors, woe unto the Christian that's in the body of Christ that know Jesus, that have been saved in his name. And if you are scattering God's flock by being like the world, but you come in the Lord's house, jumping and shouting all over the place, but you know your heart is not in it, and you have not been called or ordained by God, but you have a form of godliness. But don't they realize, and don't you and I realize that God sees our heart, and we're going to give an account to God when we stand before him in the day of judgment. Now, that's all I have to say to that. So I thank you so much, Pastor King, for you hit the nail on the head because of what we're living through and what we are seeing and experiencing in this world today. We should not be alarmed. God's word told us these things are going to happen. Mothers against daughters, fathers against sons, nations against nations. Wars and rumors of wars. You talk about the climate change, and the economy is out of control, and they're still dealing with the formula for babies. They still haven't got that correct yet. The politicians fighting against each other. It's just nothing but the Bible being fulfilled every day. So we thank you for this word on tonight. The message again on tonight, how far would you go for a friend? It's just like Jermaine Hawkins says, he's that kind of friend. Who is that he? Pastor Norman King already told us who that he is. We're talking about Jesus, the Son of our Heavenly Father, Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. That being said, I am opening up the phone lines right now for all those that have dialed in. And, of course, we always have a lot of people that dial in, and a lot of them do not say anything when the lines are open, but that's fine, too. But we thank you for calling in and receiving God's word. That's what's most important. That you not only hear the word, but that you receive the word and be changed by the word. So right now, the phone lines are open for anyone that have dialed in. If you have a question for Pastor Norman King pertaining to tonight's message, or if you just want to give him words of encouragement, the phone lines are open now. You can feel free to speak now. The lines are open. Praise the Lord. Anyone?
Yes. Yes, that was a nice sermon tonight. And I thank everyone for praying for me. I'm coming home tomorrow.
Amen.
And y'all continue on praying for me.
Yes, we will. Amen. We sure will, Pat. We sure will, Cousin Mary Ann. We sure will. We will definitely be keeping you in my prayers. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Anyone else? The phone line is still open. Anyone else? The phone line is still open. Anyone?
Yes, I'm calling. I want some prayer for my granddaughter who's in Baptist Hospital in Winston. And I know God's able. And I'm asking all the prayer warriors to please pray for her. And her name is, well, you don't really have to call her name. Tiara is her name. And I'm asking for prayer for her. And I enjoyed the message tonight. It was really food for my soul. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Aunt Essie. But I just want to say this word right now to Cousin Pastor Norman King on tonight. This is for you, Pastor King, words of encouragement. Pastor Norman King, I want you to know that your mother, my aunt, Maggie Mae, your father, Uncle Herman King, Sr., my mother, your aunt, Patsy, Aunt Patsy, as you all call her, Aunt Patsy, they're all sitting in heaven looking down upon you. They're all smiling. I can just see them, imagining them smiling down, looking on you, saying that you're doing a great work for the Lord. So you're on the wall for the Lord, so you're doing a great work, and you can't come down. So the world needs more preachers and more teachers that are truly rightly dividing the word of truth and telling it, as my mother used to say, telling it like it is. You're not sugarcoating anything. You're coming straight from the word. So that's what it's all about, coming directly from what God said, not our feelings or our opinions. So as your cousin, I just want you to know that I am so excited and so proud of how you are being utilized, being used by God. You're not afraid to stand on his word and to deliver his word to those that are willing to receive the word. So we just continue to encourage you, continue to stay in the faith, continue to preach and teach God's word until he say, well done. That's what I just want to say to you as my first cousin.
Appreciate that.
All right. Praise the Lord. The lines are still open. Anyone else? I know that we were not the only one that was blessed by this word on tonight. Praise the Lord. Well, just in case, I just wanted to give everybody a chance that have dialed in. But just like I said, we do have a lot of listeners that dials in, and sometimes some of them don't say anything. But we thank God for you, and we pray for you constantly. We thank God that you have taken the time out of your busy schedule to dial into this worldwide platform and receive another word from the Lord on tonight. It was a much-needed word for such a time as this. And so I want to continue to lift up my sister, Sister Tara Doss, who is also a member of Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, where I am a member of. We know that she's still dealing with issues with her throat. So we know that God is the healer. And actually, we want to continue to let you know that we will be lifting up your granddaughter, Tara, in prayer. And like you said, you didn't really have to call her name because God knows who she is and he knows where she is. So that's the kind of God we serve. We're just so grateful to know that he sits high and he looks low, and he said we can cast all of our cares upon him. Why? Because without a doubt, we know that he cares for us. That being said, we're going to get ready to close out for tonight. I'm asking all listeners to continue to keep my cousin Mary Ann in prayer as she gets ready to go home from the hospital on tomorrow. And as she is praying, lifting up her granddaughter, Tara, we want to continue to lift her up with whatever issues she's going through. We know God sits high and he looks low, and he said he would not put no more on us than we're able to bear, whether we're young or old, whether we're in the body of Christ or not. He said in his word, and he is a promise keeper, he said he would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. So that we're standing on the promises of God tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we, your children, we are coming together once again, touching and agreeing without a doubt, knowing and realizing that you are God all by yourself. You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. So now, Lord, you have heard the requests of your children, of the prayer warriors that are lifting others up in prayer. We want to continue to lift up our cousin Mary Ann King as she gets ready to go home from the hospital on tomorrow, that you will be with her, that you will continue to touch and strengthen and heal her body. And Heavenly Father, give her the strength to do exactly what the doctors tell her to do, that you can, so that she will be able to heal properly and in a speedy manner. Heavenly Father, that she will remember and know that it was you who have healed her, and that she will be a witness and let the world know without a doubt that it was you who have healed her, delivered her, and set her free for your glory in the name of Jesus. And we continue to lift up Mother Tessie King on tonight. Stuart, Lord, on tonight, you know who she is. She is one of your children, and she has requested prayer for her granddaughter. You know what her granddaughter is going through, Heavenly Father. We may not know, but we know that you know, and we know that you are a doctor, and you sit high and you look low, and we thank you that you are still touching, healing, and strengthening your people all over the land. And you said that we can cast all our cares upon you because we know that you care for us. And you're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people so that as you fulfill your promises, Lord, that way our faith is increased even more. We can trust you even more. So we just thank you for your word on tonight, Heavenly Father, through Pastor Norman King. Continue to bless him as only you can. Continue to bless the works of his hands. Continue to bless the ministry that you have placed them in and over, that it will continue to grow, Heavenly Father, like never before. And we help him to remember and know that and see that the best for him is yet to come, not only for him, but every faithful doer of your word. As long as we continue to be faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only, and we lead others to Jesus Christ, and we teach others your word that do not know Jesus Christ, and even those that are saved in Jesus' name, even the young people that are growing up and don't know the word of God, that we, being the vessels that you have called us to be, that we can teach them your word, and they will be able to hear your word and receive it, and they too will be able to open their own mouth, confess their sins, and transgress, and ask what must they do to be saved, so that they will come to know and fulfill their God purpose in the earth, even as children, and even as teenagers, and as young adults, if they're not saved yet, they too have a chance to be saved in Jesus' name, because we know that there is no other way that anyone can be saved other than through your Son, Jesus Christ. So we thank you for your word and for being a promise keeper on tonight. We bless your name, Heavenly Father, that we know that there is none like you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your grace and your mercy once again on tonight. So continue to have your way in each one of our lives individually and in the corporate body of believers, that you continuously get the glory out of our lives is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of the believers in Jesus' name said, amen. Well, once again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Well, on next Thursday night, we have Pastor Norman King coming back once again on next Thursday night, which is October the 27th. Pastor Norman King will be coming back once again to share another word from the Lord with us. And then that Saturday, October the 29th, Deacon Marvin Cox from Detroit, Michigan, will be delivering God's word. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Again, know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. So that being said, we're going to close out with the musical version of Pray For Me on tonight. Until then, good night. Know that I love you and continue to pray and encourage one another in God's word. Good night.